Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. And it is true, he is a little bit off the rocker, but anybody in radio and TV, we all are. We're going to go to Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to go to Emory's University School of Medicine. We're going to talk about J-Screen, find out what that's all about, some genetic testing with their executive director of jscreen.org. And she's also a genetic counselor. I didn't realize that. And her name is Karen Grinzade. Did I get that better this
Yes.
time?
Yes.
Okay. What is, welcome to the show. What is J-Screen?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me. J-Screen is a national program that offers education and at-home genetic testing with the goal of helping to prevent genetic diseases and hereditary cancers.
So you mentioned that cancer is only 10% hereditary. So things like smoking, maybe excessive drinking, smog, being exposed to mercury, things like this can override the genetic predisposition.
It can kind of add to a genetic predisposition. So we know about 10% of cancers are related to changes in cancer susceptibility genes. And if a person has one of those changes, their risk is increased. There are also environmental factors that may play into that. Or a person that doesn't have a genetic change can also get cancer related to environmental and other factors.
How did you get involved? How did what triggered your interest in genetics?
So I don't know, growing up, I just thought medicine was really interesting. Genetics was really interesting, a couple things in my family and families that I knew. And I was very interested in going into a field where I was able to use some medical knowledge and help people grow their families, and started into genetics. And I've worked in a lot of different areas within genetics, some on the kind of diagnostic side, some on the treatment side. Some of these diseases are treatable, but got really interested in the prevention side because there's so many situations where we can have a heads up about our genetics and use that information to be proactive about their health. And that's why I was really excited to launch this J-Screen program 10 years ago.
You mentioned the word preventive, and medical doctors maybe today are being taught about preventive medicine, preventive health. But 25 years ago, even 10 years ago, it was not something that doctors do. What is your educational background? Are you a doc?
I am a genetic counselor, and I have a master's degree in human genetics. It's a degree in genetic counseling specifically.
Oh, so you're better than a doctor.
In genetics, maybe. Yes.
Yes, got it. So I mentioned to you that when I got married, before I got married, my wife and I we tested for a specific gene for Tay-Sachs, which runs in Jewish Ashkenazi people from Eastern Europe, predominantly, not 100%, but predominantly. We were negative, and so we knew that we could plan a family if we wanted to, and all that. We did. We have two wonderful kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is that how J-Screen started with Tay-Sachs and other diseases?
Tay-Sachs was actually the first genetic disease for which carrier screening was available. And that happened back in the early 1970s. And it really changed. What?
You vouted me. Yes, that's when we
yes.
had it done.
Right. And that was a huge development because up until then, lots of Jewish couples were having children with Tay-Sachs without having any idea that they were carriers of the mutation in the Tay-Sachs gene, that they were a carrier couple, that they had a 25% risk of an affected child each time they had a baby. And there was no way to know that until they already had an affected child. And then they knew they were both carriers. And once that test was developed, it really changed the trajectory for the Jewish community. There were screening events across the country. People were getting tested and could work around that risk because they had that knowledge. And that's what really started this field of carrier screening. And along the way, testing for being a carrier for cystic fibrosis and for other diseases came along. Now, things have changed so much over the years that we're able to take a small sample of blood or a small sample of saliva and screen for literally hundreds of genetic diseases that could impact our kids. And I heard you saying earlier that Tay-Sachs is seen predominantly in the Jewish community, but it's also seen in all other ethnic groups, just at lower frequency. Really speaks to the importance of everyone getting carrier screening for a whole host of diseases, because we don't know necessarily what our background is, and we also don't know what genes we could potentially carry. And more expanded carrier screening, regardless of ethnic background, is really what we're able to do now and what's important for couples planning to have a family.
It then it really shows that we're all one family. Everybody, black, white, green, purple, brown,
In
everybody.
a way, yeah. So, we all carry probably at least 10 of these recessive disease genes that could impact our future kids. We have no way of knowing what they are unless we get tested or, like I said, have an affected child. So this is, yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. If only 10% of cancers, for example, are inherited, okay, and genetic and environmental issues are the other 90%, why is genetic testing important? Why should we all do it?
Because there are some families where a cancer may be running in the family. For let's take breast cancer, and you and your mother and your grandmother have breast cancer. I think a lot of people have heard of the BRCA, or some people call it the BRCA gene. If a person has a change, a mutation in one of those genes, their risk for cancer is significantly increased. In a woman, her risk for breast cancer would be as high as 80% in her lifetime, ovarian cancer, 40, 50%. So we're not talking about a small risk related to environmental factors. We're talking to a high risk. And that's why, particularly with a personal or family history, this genetic testing is very important to it, for information for that individual and also the rest of their family.
I know that several celebrities have had mastectomies because they have done testing and have lost loved ones in their own family to breast cancer. But if you have a predisposition for liver cancer or uterine cancer, what do you do?
Well, I'll give you some examples. Let's say you had an increased risk based on genetics for ovarian cancer, a high risk. The recommendation would be that you finish your childbearing and have your ovaries removed, because
And have a
ovarian
hysterectomy.
cancer is very hard to find. It's very hard to detect until it's pretty far advanced. And so that would be something proactive that you could do to prevent ovarian cancer. Let's say it was a change in a colon cancer related gene. It may be recommended that you have more frequent colonoscopies, because if you can catch these things very early, it's very curable. You can prevent these cancers. Let's say there's an increased risk for melanoma or skin cancer, more frequent skin checks. So there's so many of these where, if you can be proactive.
The genetic the science of this is just amazing to me, okay? Being able to look in a microscope and saying, there's one, there's another. I mean, I don't even know how it works. To me, it's still it's like doing an interview. You're in Atlanta and I'm in Southern California. It's magic, okay? We're going to come back in just a couple of moments. We'll take some time out and we'll continue our conversation with Karen Grisade, Executive Director of JScreen. And you can find out more about JScreen by going to jscreen.org. That's jscreen.org. It's a, I guess there's a minimal charge of 149 to $199 to have the test done. So that's not bad at all. All right, I'm Mark Allen along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Late Night Health continues. And again, join us at latenighthealth.com. Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Recently, I met Jacqueline from Bright here in Los Angeles. She gave me a hearing exam and then showed me how to hear again with the new Signia Pure Series hearing aids. And she can give you your life back, too. I hear birds chirping, birds cooing, and even my wife. They easily connect to my smartphone. The Signia hearing aids are amazing. And with the charge and go, I don't have to fiddle with batteries and hear all day long. Not hearing is frustrating for you and your family. I know you don't have a problem, but trust me, call Bright here now for a free hearing exam, a $125 value, yours free, just for making an appointment now. There are offices throughout the Los Angeles area. Call Bright here now at 323-424-7100. That's 323-424-7100 for a free hearing exam. There's no obligation. Call now, 323-424-7100, or visit them on the web at brighthere.com.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Words are a critical aspect of success. How you get your point across is a crucial part of what makes anything sell. So do it right and hire a writer. Whether it's articles, blog posts, technical writings, website content, product descriptions, or ghostwriting anything, from a novel to a nonfiction book about your navel, contact Servette Hassan. If you want it to sell, write it right. Email Servette at servette@servettehassan.com.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Join us at latenighthealth.com. That's latenighthealth.com. We're talking with the executive director of J-Screen, Karen Grisade, and we're talking about genetic testing. Let's talk about the various kinds of tests that you did. You told us that, I guess, originally it was for Tay-Sachs, and then it's grown exponentially to what, hundreds of different kinds of things?
Yes, we're currently testing for over 200 genetic diseases that could impact a couple's future kids.
Holy moly. So if somebody tests positive, both and I guess I understand it, that both the mommy and daddy-to-be have to be positive for a child to have a percentage of a chance to have, say, Tay-Sachs. And there are alternatives to this so that you can still have a kid?
Absolutely. So for most of the diseases that we test for, they're inherited in a recessive way. And what that means is if both parents are healthy carriers of a change in the same disease gene, each one of their pregnancies is at 25% risk for having that disease. And we test for a variety of different things. Some of these diseases are lethal and devastating. Some of those may have a treatment available, and some of those may be more moderate. So that's why the genetic counseling pieces of this is so important, which we can talk about. But let's say that a couple finds out that they have a risk to have a child with a very serious disease. We don't have to tell that couple not to have children. There are actually nowadays many ways, many options for that couple to plan ahead for a healthy family. So one option that's out there is in vitro fertilization, which I think a lot of people have heard of, where the egg is fertilized outside of the body. But actually then you can do genetic testing on those early embryos for that genetic disease and choose the embryos that don't have the disease and use those for the pregnancy, which is pretty amazing. The technology's been around for a little while now. And that would help a couple get around the risk. A couple may also decide to use an egg or sperm donor from a non-carrier to help them get around the risk. Some couples decide to go ahead and get pregnant, hoping for the 75%, and do testing on the pregnancy through amniocentesis or chorionic villus sampling. And hoping for a normal result, but if the child is affected, use that information to either prepare for the child's birth, knowing what the child's needs are going to be, or making a decision about the pregnancy. So, again, the genetic counseling piece around results is really important to help couples understand what their options are and next steps to help them plan for their family.
And, you know, I keep mentioning Tay-Sachs because it's the one that I'm most familiar with. And Tay-Sachs is not a friendly disease. It's devastating. The child, I don't remember how many years that a child has on average, but it's you don't live with Tay-Sachs, as I understand it.
Right. Infantile Tay-Sachs is lethal, and a child may live 2 to 5 years, and there's no treatment or cure at this point.
Sickle cell anemia, I think, is similar.
Well, sickle cell anemia is similar. There's some therapies coming onto the market now, gene therapies that can treat the disease, but very expensive and not 100% effective. But luckily there's some interventions that are being developed at this point.
I read a lot of science fiction, and I think of TX1. I was that it? Do you remember that movie, Daryl? TX.
Not necessarily, no.
It's
There's a David
everybody was.
Bowie song by almost by that name.
I'm sorry, say that
There's a
again.
David Bowie song almost by that name.
Yes, yeah, it's the perfection of the human race. Which, we're people. We're never going to be perfect. We're people. Do you think that that is a bad sign of genetics that we can manipulate, and a parent can say, look, I want a blue-eyed kid. I want it to be I want her to be female and 5'8" with big busts.
Right. Look, the
Yeah.
goal of our program is health, right?
Got
So
it.
we're not going for eye color or height or athletic ability. The goal of our program is to keep people healthy and keep their future families healthy. And I think that this is a good use of genetic testing.
And what about looking at cancers? What are the types of cancers that you are testing for now?
So again, we're looking for cancers that are related to genetic causes, and it's many types, maybe 40 types of cancer that can be related to genetic causes across the board. Some of those that we mentioned, bladder, nervous system. There are lots of different cancers, prostate, pancreatic, that can have a hereditary component. And what happens is we all have genes that protect our bodies from getting cancer. And when there's a deleterious change or mutation in one of these genes, that it eliminate some of that protection, and then we're just more likely to get cancer.
Most cancers apparently are environmentally induced, if you will.
The majority are, or just happen sporadically, right? And then that small 10% or so are genetic. But again, when you do have a genetic risk, the risk for cancer is going to be high.
And what about other things like heart disease or dementia? Can we test for that?
So that's interesting. There are a lot of cardiac diseases that can be hereditary, that have a genetic component. And there is testing available to tell a person whether they have an increased risk, like hypercholesterolemia, you know, certain other cardiac problems. J-Screen doesn't currently do that testing. We may in the future, but that testing is out there. For things like Alzheimer's and other neurologic diseases, a lot of research is going on now. For right now, there's not a lot of very specific testing to assess risk. But I think in the future, that's certainly going to be available.
And what about things like diabetes? Because we think mm-hmm. that runs in families.
Yes. Most of the times, diabetes happens because of probably multiple genes, like on a genetic background, and then environmental factors. So we call that multifactorial. It's not like we can look at one gene to assess a person's risk.
And it's also because they may be eating too much chocolate and sugar.
Those are the environmental factors.
Those are the environmental factors. What should people know about the testing? When they send it into J-Screen, what are they getting? And we should mention, and I think we have, that this is a testing for all kinds of people, people of all ethnicities. This is not just one specific group.
Right, absolutely. So on both our test for having kids, our reproductive test, and on our cancer test, and I should mention, we have over 70 cancer-related genes on the cancer test. It's pan-ethnic testing, we call it. So it's relevant to risks across ethnic groups. And so regardless of your background, these tests are going to be informative.
Got it. Well, we are out of time. I really appreciate your spending some time with us, Karen. If you want information, go to jscreen.org. That's jscreen.org. It is a nonprofit, and the tests are very... they're reasonable, $149 to just under $200. So, Karen, again, thank you for your time today.
Right. And the testing and genetic counseling are done from home, so we've made it easy.
That's really terrific. Daryl, as always, thank you.
My pleasure.
And thank you for listening at home. Have a great week, everybody. Have a good week. And most importantly, have a healthy week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.